soil health is for everybody, not just for farmers using reduced tillage practices or ranchers grazing cover crops. Those words come from Central Ag crop consultant Dr. Lee Breeze, the keynote speaker at the Dakota Innovation Research and Technology, or DIRT, workshop. Breeze's main message to the crowd was details matter.
What they're dealing with and what they're facing is going to be a little bit different than their neighbor, and that's important as they move forward to do different practices or try different things. With the challenging harvest conditions, a lot of farmers had to traverse their fields in muddy conditions. They caused a lot of soil disturbance, some rutting, potentially some compaction, and that all affects how your soil performs and how it works. And so what we're encouraging farmers to do is actually go and do some testing and actually get somebody to check the bulk density. Did you get the compaction you thought? But if you did cause a lot of damage, even if you're no-till, you might have to go and do something to fix it.
When dealing with already saturated soils, reduced tillage practices and cover crops are viable options come spring. Breeze says many farmers didn't get a chance for fall tillage and may be forced into implementing some direct seeding.
We've had good success adding a cover crop in season in corn, and then we like to have a few things ahead of soybean if we can, whether that would be a frost kill species like oats that was seeded into the corn, or a winter hardy one like cereal rye that'll be there for next spring to help manage water, especially for this coming year. Now, we had all of these low spots that were wet and full of water, and we had saline areas that were going to be they were challenging last year. They're going to be just as challenging, if not more so, next year. So I'm telling guys to consider not planting those acres to the high-dollar crop and trying something different. Maybe it's a cover crop. Maybe it's a third crop that they don't normally do.
Reporting Agriculture's Business from Fargo, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.